You may have heard stories about declining bee populations worldwide. And while nobody likes to get stung, bees represent one of the most crucial parts of the food chain, and a significant decrease in their numbers would lead to food shortages worldwide. Which is why a recent conversation I had with Stuart Warnecki from Stonewall Apiary in Hanover was so alarming.
We got an email last week from the Honeybee Health Coalition informing us that beekeepers nationwide had been having huge losses. We started checking our yards. We haven't gotten through all of them. We have around 350 colonies. We're looking at probably around 50% losses in the yards that we've been to so far. If that holds everywhere, we're looking at maybe 150 or so colonies that we've lost.
In addition to the almost 50% losses at Stonewall Apiary, the Honeybee Health Coalition also reported that major commercial apiaries, which support bee colonies all over the country, had experienced a loss of over 70%. So what was the reason for this sudden loss?
That's the problem. Nobody knows. It's very much like a colony collapse event that happened back in, I think it was around 2007 or so. It could be viral or some other disease. It could be pesticides. It could be a combination. We just don't know.
A nationwide decline in bee populations is startling enough, but having no explanation makes this potential crisis particularly concerning. Warnecki explained the vital role honeybees play in the global ecosystem.
Well, bees are important for pollination. Most fruits and vegetables are pollinated by bees. And not only, you'll have fruits and vegetables growing, but the production is boosted tremendously with honeybees. So that's the real crux of the matter. It's their contribution to the food chain in this country.
A recent bill was proposed to the General Assembly that would limit the use of harmful pesticides that have affected bee populations in the past. But while Warnecki is grateful the pesticide use is being addressed, he doesn't believe it's connected to this particular problem.
Pesticides tend to kill the bees in the hive. It kills them fast, so they just die. I have no expertise to say for sure whether it's pesticides or not. I'm sure they don't help. I think that researchers are leaning towards some sort of bacterial or viral, probably viral disease. It could be one that's not discovered yet.
So in a time when grocery prices are sky high and stores are experiencing an egg shortage, we can only wait and hope that the honeybee problem is addressed before fruit availability begins to be affected as well. For the Voice of Connecticut WICC, I'm John Kamal.